Please explain how one can go from one jhana to the next, up to the fourth jhana. Can one go all the way up to the fourth jhana and not know? Can one come out of the first jhana and be able to contemplate the last four steps? The Anapana Sati, Amishmakapala. Thank you.
Yep.
The next stage of meditation. Oops, sorry. Got this on.
Actually, you don't need this because you can hear it.
I've got my voice going. I'll put it up here. Okay, here we go. Oops. Okay, so the next stage of meditation. The next stage of meditation is always within the one you're in right now. So, the present moment, that's right in the middle of time, where you are right now. In the middle of that is present moment awareness. In the middle of the present moment awareness is the silence. In the middle of the silence, you'll find the breath. In the middle of the breath, you'll find the full awareness of the breath. In the middle of the full awareness of the breath, you'll find the delightful breath. In the middle of the delightful breath, you'll find the nimitta, the beautiful light. In the middle of the nimitta, you'll find the first jhana. In the middle of the first jhana, right in the center, is the second jhana. In the middle of the second is the third. In the middle of the third is the fourth. In the middle of the fourth is the first immaterial jhana. In the middle of the first immaterial jhana, you'll find the second immaterial jhana. In the middle of the second, you'll find the third. In the middle of the third, you'll find the fourth. In the middle of the fourth, you will find nothing left. That's the end. There's actually an end to this. Everything ceases. Gone. Now the idea here is that you have to go in to where you are now, and there you go to the next stage. It's a brilliant teaching. You don't go on to another stage of meditation. Stay where you are and go in to wherever you happen to be, and there you find the next stage. So that's actually how you go from one to another. If you come out of the first jhana, are you able to contemplate the last four steps of the Anapanasati Sutta when it reached Magapada, the first stage of enlightenment? You don't have to contemplate the four stages. Any one will do. Just one jhana is enough, if you're smart. Those of you not so smart, maybe now second jhana. You know, those of you who are a bit slow, the third jhana. And maybe the dummies. No, I can't say things like that. But you know, the deeper the jhana, the more powerful it is. But the first jhana is okay. So just get one jhana, that'll be enough for this retreat. What is the origin?